Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Check us out online, joeandalexshow.com. Pretty much everything, like our blogs, our podcasts, we put those up there. You can also find our social media links. It's Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. Well, it's been interesting, Joe's journey. I told everybody last week, Live the Web Girl, you're on vacation, but I'm actually doing a little boxing right now. I'm doing something at a place, Title Boxing Club, Glendale's where I've been at, but they're all over the country. And it's been really cool. I've been boxing 3 times a week, and they kind of give you a food program, which is honestly the most basic thing I've ever done. It's just real food in proportions. It's crazy. It's no, it's like super weird diet or anything. But the first week, they gave me like so much food. I'm like, I can't eat this much. Like, really? They were matching it up. Yeah, I've never had that before, and it was just normal food. And I was like, I can't do this. And I was just so full. And I think that might have been why when I weighed in, I was only down 1 pound. I was like so bummed. I'm like, wait a minute. I worked out 3 times this week here. Plus, I walked my dogs. I ate everything I was. I didn't drink any alcohol. I didn't do anything. And I'm like, 1 pound? I was like, I was so pissed. I was talking to Matt. I'm like, dude, like, this really makes me, like, I'm not mad at you, but I'm really upset.
So wait, but you only did the boxing, though? You didn't do, like, running or anything? Like, well, do you think that had to do with it?
I won't do running. No, I did the hour boxing class was 3 times a week, which is great cardio.
Well, I think, too, when you start a new workout sort of thing, or when you start, like, working out more, your body retains more water weight at first. So maybe that's what's going on.
Is that what it is?
I'm drinking a ton of water. I'm drinking about 1 gallon a day.
Maybe that's
right,
why.
So your body's just maybe like retaining a lot of, more water weight right now.
Well, get it out.
But
get it
that
out.
Doesn't, that means like in the weeks to come, that'll all go away.
I'm wow. hoping. I feel better, but like, oh my gosh. Like I feel, it's weird. Because I don't know if it's just a placebo effect in my head. Mm-hmm. I feel like even my clothes already now is getting a little bit looser. Just like shirts, for example. Because my shirts are always so tight on my man boobs. It's just like, looks like I'm showing them off. So I'm feeling good. But it's just like, I wish I had a bigger update. But I guess I have to be happy with what it is. But that was like, I don't know. Like when you really commit to something and you do it, it's just so frustrating when you don't get the results. I wasn't expecting to lose like 10 pounds. But I'm like, 2 pounds? 3 pounds? Something? I'm like, my shirt's gross. Can ring out with sweat. Like yeah. when I'm
well,
doing
maybe
this
you're gaining
stuff.
Muscle because you're actually working out harder too.
Yeah, that
do you
could
think?
Be it too.
I don't know. I mean, I'm keeping it going, but it's just like I'm hoping to have better results next week for you when I actually when I weigh in to tell you how I'm doing. But I'll tell you what though, getting the frustration out, hitting that bag. Oh my gosh, they're like uppercut, 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 hook, hook, hook. I'm like, yeah.
I think you yeah! might have a point with the water retainment and the fact that you're building muscle probably. And then you said you cut out alcohol, but
yeah,
otherwise
I haven't
did
had
you
any alcohol.
But otherwise, is your diet changing? Like, are you having smaller portions and eating a well-rounded, like, healthy
yeah,
diet?
Yeah, let me real quick, I'll just pull up, like, MyFitnessPal, which I recommend is a great app. Liv, you use that, too, I think,
yeah,
just to
absolutely.
Track what you eat.
Love
it's called MyFitnessPal. You could upgrade it, but, like, for example, I'll go to yesterday, because today's not that good. Yesterday for breakfast, I had, and this is based on my size, okay? So this mm-hmm. is why it's, but I had 2 cups of Greek yogurt, 0%. I had 2 tablespoons of peanut butter, 1 cup of strawberries, 1/2 cup of blackberries. So I'm pretty much having 1.5 cups of strawberries or carbs.
Right.
Then I'm having fat, which is peanut butter, 2 tablespoons,
right.
and 2 cups of protein, which is my yogurt.
Right.
Then for lunch, I got home. I made myself an egg white. I had 6 egg whites. By the way, egg whites have no taste like regular eggs.
No, ugh. I love egg whites.
I mean, I like them, but they're not the same as a regular. That yellow part is where the flavor at. And then I had 1 cup of asparagus. I could eat asparagus all day. I love it.
I love asparagus too, but only the tip. Giggity.
You do, which is so weird. Have you actually tried the other parts of it?
Yeah, I don't like it. I also
oh,
only like
gosh.
The tip of broccoli.
Oh my gosh. Okay, and then for dinner, this is actually really good. And I like this because Lindsay likes it. And we're actually bonding more because we struggle. A lot where I'm kind of like the unattentive husband and I'm trying to be more there and not just be like, I'm not like, woman, make me a sandwich, but I'm not really there when she's doing stuff.
Right.
She feels overworked, but me being by her side helps. So we got like a head of lettuce and pulled off the leaves so you can make a wrap out of that. So we made lettuce wraps last night with ground turkey. I had 6 ounces of that. So that's a regular like serving size. Had some brown rice, a little bit of salsa, a little bit of Greek yogurt, which I've always heard people say like it tastes like sour cream. Holy crap, it kind of does. Like, it was good compared to putting sour
yeah,
cream on there.
Yeah, it's a good substitute.
So, yeah, and other than that, I drank 18 cups of water yesterday.
See, I think the important thing here is that Joe is getting a professional's advice rather than finding something on the internet that you're kind of taking on to your own
trends for a reason. They always come and go.
Exactly. They don't work. And you're getting help from a like professional.
So the boxing dude also helps you with your meals?
They do. They meal That's plan good. There. Yeah. But I'll tell you what. I guess this is my ignorance with this. Have you ever done boxing, Liv? Because I know, Alex,
yes,
you don't do a lot of physical stuff.
No way.
I've done boxing.
Talking to them, like, their main client are women. Like, I didn't realize so many women box.
Oh, yeah.
And these girls there, like, I'm not checking them out, but I'm checking them out. They are not like weightlifting females, which some might be turned off, but these women are toned, muscular. I'm like, oh my God, you could, they could beat my butt because I can't even get through the class. I have to like catch my breath. And they're like, I'm like, I dare somebody to try to do something to them.
Demi Lovato loves boxing.
Kathy, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think I need to do?
Maybe a couple water pills if you know, to get rid of the excess buildup in your body. And this is going to be totally disgusting because I am not even sure I want this on the radio.
Well, hold on. Okay, I just want to make sure you keep it clean, okay?
Yeah, no, there's a product that it's called The Cleaner, and it's at the vitamin shop.
The Cleaner. This doesn't sound good.
Is it a laxative?
Well, you have no idea how much buildup is in your body that is weighing down. And you said you only lost 1 pound, and I did it for 7 days. And there was so much excess buildup in my body, I literally lost 6 pounds in 1 week.
Whoa. Oh, my God. The Cleaner?
From all of the junk in my system, like in my intestines. And
okay, Kathy. God, I love you. I love you. We should, by the way, do it the Cleaner challenge. It's like we should all weigh ourselves before and do it for a week.
Here's the thing. I want you to ask the guy helping you out at the title boxing.
Okay.
About this, the Cleaner, because I'll so do it if he says it's healthy. But I want to make sure.
I
want to
see how much I have.
I want to make sure that this is legit.
Kristen, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say? We're talking about Joe's journey this week.
Well, Joe, you're doing awesome, but don't be discouraged with that 1 pound loss. In the beginning, it's usually small. A lot of times you're gaining the muscle, so you're not really losing anything, but you are converting it, which is always good.
It is. You know what? I think it's just the thing that, for me, everybody's different, but I realize how far I have to go just to be healthy.
I have an idea. Why don't you drink the worm at the bottom of like a tequila? Have the worm eat a lot of your food for you.
Oh, I'll put a tapeworm inside of my body if that helps, right? You tell me where I get tapeworm
I
at.
I'll order one off the black market for you.
Awesome. That's the best news I ever heard.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Okay, this is one of my favorite things we get to do here on the Joe and Alex Show. What we're into, and you actually get to tell us things that you like. It could be a show you love watching on Netflix, maybe Alex has a lot of beauty stuff and fashion stuff. It's clothing or makeup. Whatever it is, share with us. 833-JOE-ALEX. Also, 833-563-2539. And send us a tweet right now. We'll get to some of those when we do what we're into next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.